Tell me what's the difference when trying to get it on your own. Born rash, yeah, gotta go and get rash long. Can't forget about the times I was hung out alone. Now I'm getting to the money and I'm rocking all these shows. Never mind the things, I'm pulling on, rocking on designer chains. Fucking on the bitch, and you know she slipping out on the deep. Counting on the rash, yeah, I'm on my shit. Close to the stars, high life. What you gonna do, tryna get my two lives? On my knees, yeah, I'm tryna get it right. Fighting all the demons all around me. So what you gonna do is you gon' fight. Gotta be well protected. Separate all the wrongs in my life. Gotta be well respected. Keep a pistol on my side. Drive off in that Lexus. Swerve off and go get high. Tell me what's the difference when tryna get it on your own. Born rash, yeah, gotta go and get rash long.
Disclaimer. The opinions expressed during this podcast are conversational in nature and expressed only in comedic and entertainment purposes. Not all of the facts will be correct, but we attempt to be as accurate as possible. At least I think we do. My bad, y'all. Theater holds no liability over this conversation, over these conversations on this podcast. And you know, using this podcast, you understand that it is solely for entertainment purposes only. Enjoy the damn show. Laugh, love, live, and smile more, because we about to.
Because she is not a member of the council.
Okay.
You might need to make it so you can hear her. I don't know why we need to hear her, though, but...
Go ahead, Dasha, talk.
Hello.
Put your mic to you.
Hello.
Yeah, you want to put your mic up to your mouth like you do now the dicks that you suck.
Now I can hear you.
Like you can do the dicks that you service. Okay. Like the men that you service. Put them close to you.
Ooh, Lord Jesus.
Are we on the air?
Yes, we've been on the air.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
Oh, no, you didn't, Queen. I tell you, always them days.
All right, child. Let me make sure I got my mic on. My mic is turned up.
Honey, Shay Della, honey.
Okay. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We are back with another episode of You Don't Pay Me Enough to Care, and I am your humble host, Sebastian Sincere. Y'all already know the vibes. And y'all know this is episode 54 of the You Don't Pay Me Enough pod. And this goes out to the heterosexuals, the homosexuals, and the motherfucking hustlers, like I always say in every show. I didn't say it in the last two shows, but this is for the heterosexual, homosexuals, and the hustlers. The three H's. Today we have some special guests on the show, and then y'all know my co-host Ian, as always. We have
hello,
Ian, of course.
Hello, what's going on? I'm an audience. Love all of you.
Like that. Ian, hello, guys. Crazy ass, like always. Da 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 da. Cause he's a bloop, 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 bloop. And over here to my right, we have Dasha in the corner. Is that, you go by Dasha?
That's Dasha, okay. Yes. Is it Don Shay or is it Dasha?
It's Don Shay.
It's Don Shay. I would Don say Da.
Yeah.
I always thought it was
you
Don
flip
Shay.
That. Flip it over.
So Don Shay is also a part of the LGBT community, QIA, ABC, LMNOP, 1, 2, 3, FGB, ABCD.
All the above.
Don Shay, you want to give them a little intro on who you are and what do you, identify as, to let everybody know.
Well, my pronouns are she, her, ma'am, you know, sis.
Okay.
I am trans.
Okay.
Let's see. What else? I guess that sums it up.
Okay. There you have it. So trans meaning in, do you still have, because see, I always get this confused, because I know they say like transgender, and then they say transsexual.
And pre-op.
Then they say drag queen, because everybody needs to know the differences and like what is what, because a lot of people don't understand
that
there's
true. We need to know
different
the
levels of trans, the trans community. So you want to inform them on what it is?
Okay. Well, drag. Okay. Drag is somebody that gets paid to female impersonate mm-hmm. or a character.
Okay.
That means they're yeah. basically a male, could be gay, straight, or a woman.
Mm-hmm.
So drag has different levels. That's drag. Transgender and transsexual, for me, my definition, is someone that lives every day as a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just that. 365 days a year.
But you still have, yeah. like, all your male yeah. organs.
And then when you... then you have post-op and pre-op, which is going into you becoming a whole woman.
Okay.
Which is pre-op is meaning you got the titties and you still have your male organ downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting ready, you're mm-hmm. on your way to transition. No, because I still like my Mr. and my Mrs. I like my Mrs. up top, and I still like my man downstairs.
Okay, T.S. Madison.
Period.
Okay, we get that. Well, okay, so guys, for y'all to know that this episode is going to be very informative, because I really wanted to dive right into the life and what all the aspects of it. I did want to have a lesbian aspect on it, but we couldn't get the lesbian friend on here, but we might have a call in or two to kind of like dive in that part of it all too. So just stick with me, bear with me, because it's a lot to cover on this episode. And so how's everybody doing? Like, how are everybody doing today? Let's start there. Like, how are you guys doing?
Great.
How you feeling?
Great. I'm here. It's a vibe.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vibe.
Well, I've been anticlimactic lately. I'm having some issues going on with my rental properties that I have, so... But other than that, though, I am trying to struggle and head on for that. But there is some discrimination there, and we are going to talk about housing discrimination with the LGBTQIA community also, because we do encounter that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we should talk about that also.
Okay. So what problem necessarily are you having?
I think right now, the problems that I'm having with, the housing discrimination with that is, I've been hearing a lot of, things that I do not like to hear around the place where I live at, far as, when people have, found out that I'm living, a LGBTQ, a lifestyle. People have been targeting me far as they want someone straight to live in their apartment building. And I live in an international type of neighborhood, international type of setting. So maybe like some of the people, they do not agree with my lifestyle choices, which has nothing to do with my ability to pay the rent.
I feel like, but that can be anywhere. I ain't even going to say that.
Yeah,
because you are in a friendly gay community.
I am in Clifton. You would think that, but it's also an international community over
yeah.
there by the campus area. Because I do live in an international community, but it is by the campus area. So sometimes the different people from different places, of course, they have their opinions, and they are allowed to have their opinions because that's their right. But does it coincide with the law? That is two different things. Because what we want to do is we want to uphold the law and what coincides with the law, you know, and which is that. It does not matter about your creed, religion, or what you believe, or what your sexual orientation is, that you have equal protection up under the law, as far as places that you choose to live and places that you choose to go and how you represent yourself. So,
I don't know what to say to that, because, I mean, it's everywhere. So.
It's definitely everywhere. No, I've been hearing things like people, like, somebody else wants the apartment.
Right.
And, you know, I've been hearing things that we don't want any gay people in our building. I've been hearing stuff like that, like they don't want gay people in their building. And, you know what I'm saying, these are people just, like, are just coming over here, and they're not aware that... the neighborhood that I live in is a very gay-friendly neighborhood, and it's always has been. So I was kind of saying, I felt like that's my place to be, you know.
I was about to say that, cause your area is very nice.
You would think, but it's always a couple, I don't want to say bad apples, because I don't want to feel like everybody has their own right to their opinion and stuff, but it's like when your right to opinion starts to hinder my social liberties and hinder my feelings as an individual.
So have they took that to your landlord and stuff like that, or they took it to the people that rent your place? They got a problem with you?
Well, no, they have not took that. They have been making false reports.
Put your mic a little close to you.
They have been making false reports and making it hard for me to live there. Wow. They have been reports of drug abuse and things like that while I'm on the premises, and those are not true. The things that they have been making up have not been true. Right. So I have been investigated a lot of times, more so than what a normal person will be, have been investigated for them just to be moving into a new place. And my whole thing is, I've been here for over 3 years, so it's kind of like, these investigations usually do not go on for years at a time. Usually they're only for like months or so at a time, when they need to investigate what type of person that you are or whatever. So I always know that as a person of that you're identifying with gay or whatever, that they're always going to investigate you a little bit, because they want to see what type of gay that you are. And which is funny, because that is what we're talking about today, the different type of gays that we are, because mm-hmm. gay is a very broad term that we like to use, and homosexuality is a broad term that we like to use, but just like all the different colors of the rainbow, we also have, there's many different sides to the coin when it comes to talking about the LGBTQIA community. So, right. And that's why we have Rung Dashe onto the panel today, because we want her to talk about...
Well, I'm just one of the many colors.
We want to talk about some of the many different colors that we have in our community today.
Right.
And that those communities need to be respected just as much as all the other ones are. So, right. Yeah.
Okay, so look, I want to play this thing, because I wanted to start there. So let me play this and we can chill, and let me get this out the way, and then we can go straight into our topics.
Gay rights have come a long way in the U.S., but the LGBTQ community still...
Hold on, y'all. I gotta connect it. That's the main thing, first of all. There we go.
Gay rights have come a long way in the U.S., but the LGBTQ community still faces threats in the form of legislation, discrimination, and even violence. In 1969, New York City police raided Stonewall Inn, a gay bar in Greenwich Village. Riots broke out, sparking 6 days of violent protests known as the Stonewall Riots. Days after the Stonewall Uprising, LGBTQ rights demonstrations took place in New York. This is generally considered the first major demonstration for gay rights. 1 year later, in 1970, came the first Pride marches. 8 years after that, the iconic six-striped rainbow flag was created at the request of activist Harvey Milk and became the stamp of Pride. In 2015 came another milestone. The Supreme Court legalized same-sex marriage nationwide. But this didn't mean the end of discrimination. LGBTQ Americans still face legalized discrimination when it comes to housing, jobs, healthcare, parenting, and even prison. LGBTQ people are 9 times more likely than non-LGBTQ people to be victims of violent hate crimes. So far in 2023, lawmakers in 46 states have introduced more than 650 anti-LGBTQ bills.
Hey. I just wanted to go into that a little bit so people can get a feel of what's going on in our community. And if anybody want to know where I got that from, that was the US Today's channel on YouTube. They have a little section of that. Y'all can go check out the rest of it.
Ooh. Yeah.
You can go check out the rest of it when you want to. Like I said, it's on the US Today's channel. So Okay, y'all. So, look, we're going to jump right into it. Let's start with, do you think straight heterosexuals have already preconceptions on who gay people are? Like, do y'all feel that they look at us a certain way, like we just all about sex and drugs and, you know, but not a lot of the times.
Well, I just feel it's how they were raised.
Cut that down.
Because how you were raised.
Wait a minute. Then she's all the way off now.
Okay, mm-hmm. Now get in your mic.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
No, it's still not because I can't hear her in here. You did something, and I can't even hear my own mic. I can't hear her mic. Something happened.
What? You can hear me?
I can't hear you, not through your mic.
Go ahead, and I'll see it again. Can you hear it now?
Hello?
No. No, I can't hear anything. I can't hear you, none of y'all through my mic. Before I would be able to hear y'all through here, I can't hear y'all through here. I'm just hearing y'all regular. No, that's not. That ain't the way it's supposed to be. Wait a minute, guys. You just did something.
I was cutting off that mic over there.
You cut that mic off and you cut me off too.
Bitch, I ain't cut you off. Hold on.
Yeah, you cut me off.
Let me see.
You cut me out. So that's technical difficulties go wrong with you.
Like Verizon Wireless, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No, I cannot hear you now. I'm sorry. It ain't working. It ain't working, no.
It might be your ears.
Now go ahead.
Okay, I can hear you.
I can hear you now.
Yeah,
okay.
Now I can hear
you.
You
good?
Yeah.
You all set?
Yours might be 3. That's what it is. Yours might be 3. Okay. Now can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you now. Okay.
Now why come I can't hear? Go ahead. Talk in the mic.
Hello.
Hello. Check. Check.
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you too.
Okay. So, everybody good? Everybody good?
Yeah,
I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, where we left off at?
Okay. So I was saying, do you think that heterosexuals have a preconception of who gay people are? Because I hear a lot of the times, like, a lot of heterosexuals, they think like gay people are just like messy and we all about sex and all those things. Like, so how do y'all feel about that? Like, so I just want to kind of dive into that a little bit.
It's all around the board, I feel like, because like you have your gays that do hair, you have your gays that do this, your gays that do this, but I hate being tied into another person. I really do. I hate getting tied just because that person that you know do hair, and they think you know everybody. Like, we just know all the gay people.
Yeah, that
like,
is.
Like, you know my cousin?
Straight people always
like, you know
think
my cousin
that.
Jackie? I'm like, no.
Just because I'm gay, I don't know all your gay friends.
Right. I know exactly. Every one of your gay friends. Right. Or we all do the same thing. You know, you can twist my hair later on this week.
Because my whole thing is, and this is why I'm saying
but
this.
But messy, yes. Most gays are. We're always nosy. I don't know any gay person is not nosy.
And this is why I'm saying this is because, let's just say, for instance, if your straight friend has a gay friend, they assume just that, like, oh, I got a gay male friend that you might like, not knowing that we picky as fuck, like, but they think just because they gay and you gay that we gonna automatically click and get along, or they even trying to hook us up. they be like,
and they be, and told, be like, they be told us the opposite.
You'd be like, no, that ain't what I like. Like, you know
introduce
what I'm saying?
You right to a tranny.
So I feel like a lot of the times they be having already these preconceptions, I can't never say it right. Preceptions of what we are and how we move.
Preconceived notions.
Yeah. That we just all just nasty. We just all do each other.
Preconceived notions.
Yeah. So I just, that's why I wanted to touch on that, because it's like, it's always to me, I feel like.
But they just don't understand. It's like, straight people don't, shit, guys don't really give a fuck on who they do it with. Majority of them. Right. Yeah, like I feel that. Like I feel said, that way. Like, they do have preconceived notions. They do.
Like you said, it's pretty much how you were raised.
It's pretty much how you raised in your atmosphere that you grew up in. Who you hang around too? They hang around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that old adage, "Birds of a feather flock together."
Yeah, and that's not necessarily true.
And that's not always necessarily true. And I like that you said that, because that's how I feel too. It's not always necessarily true. Because baby, I flock with a lot of different people, but it necessarily just I flock with them. Yeah. Because that doesn't mean I do what they do.
Right.
So, I can hang with people with good walks of life, bad walks of life. Mm-hmm. Don't mean that my life was just as bad as your life or that mine's. You know, vice versa.
I have my own I have my own identity as a person.
Right. Right.
Just because, you know, don't judge me by the people that I hang around. Judge me on me for me.
Have your mic close, but like you can like, yeah, just have it closer to where you are. Okay. Okay, there you go.
Like that.
Yeah. Okay, that's- so I did have something that was written down, but I can't find it on what. It was some type of article that was, it was about that.
But I wanted to touch on that, on what you play about the transgenders and the gays being murdered and all that stuff. That's something that's very, need to be very much focused on too. Because this, the, since traits have prenotions, you never know where that can lead to and how guys and heterosexuals take us. Which goes into what we talk about, discrimination. So they have that preconceived notion. It can just go sideways and violent and goes into other shit.
Like, give me an example. Give us an example of what you're talking about, because like people need examples.
And being discriminated, like, at your apartment building.
Okay.
Since they may say it to your face. Right. It can turn into something ugly. They're already trying to get you out and all that stuff, too. Like, calling your landlord and stuff. That's crazy.
Because now what if I get attitude? They're making false, reports and trying to, like run, like, a smear campaign.
Smear, your name.
Yeah,
and then,
like, kind of smear campaign.
And then what, they don't like you that much, they might try to set you up or something. You walking in late night at your building.
Mm-hmm.
That type of stuff.
And I might be coming
in.
I see, and I might be coming late in from the club, and me, it'd be nothing harmless at all wrong with the coming in late night in from the club. But they could be saying that I'm smoking crack in the building, or I'm starting some type of or I'm selling it from my house or something like that.
Or it just can go into any kind of thing. If they smear your name, you never know who else is listening to them smear your name and what they could take offense to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because a smear campaign just doesn't stop with them smearing. It starts with them smearing your name and just goes all around the board.
Yeah.
And you never know who is listening to them smear.
And when you start smearing shit, honey, let me tell you, that stuff is messy, okay? It gets over everything.
But we the messy ones.
What you saying?
But we the messy ones.
Yeah, that's true. Let's jump into, Ian, you put this on here, straight girls treating, let me read it again, straight girls treating gay men like handbags and purses. What do you mean by that?
Oh Lord! Well, I do not want to offend any of my heterosexual females out there.
This is a let me put this out here, because I hate when y'all do this. This is a platform where we are speaking truths on the things that we go through in life and how things are perceived and everything. So you have to speak from a experience perspective, and you also have to speak from a perspective where people understand it, where they can be like, yeah, I get why he said that. Like, so just tell your truths and we gonna go from there.
Okay, so with that being said. First, bringing up the first topic is like, when you are with your female friends. Now, okay, now this is out to the gay effeminate men, because I do identify as being gay. I also identify as being a man, and also identify as being effeminate. Also,
that's a lot of identifications.
Well, yeah, when you operate and you're moving around in this subculture, there are a lot of different connotations that you have to take on to yourself, because all of us do not fit into a nice little tightly little cookie cutter mold that society wants us to fit into.
Right.
And then sometimes those qualities and those different things about our personalities, right, and those aspects of our personalities, those things are interesting. They're interesting. Other people want to hear about it. Other people want to know about it. And then so
what do you think that,
that's
what
I'm saying, straight girls treat us? And that's what I go into the whole thing about being
a gay male with straight female friends.
A gay male with straight female friends and straight guy friends also is that, you know, sometimes, you know, are you invited to the party because you really, because they really want you to come to the party, or because they want to have that different vibe that you bring to the party? See, it's those reasons. So they want you to bring that different vibe to the party because they don't have that vibe already there. And do they want to make fun of that vibe, or are they trying to encourage that vibe?
Are you coming to be the butt of the joke? Are you
exactly. Am I coming to be the brunt of the joke or whatever? Or am I coming just because you want to just, like, you want my energy to mix well with the other people that are in the room?
Right.
And I think that that's a big thing that gay people need to start realizing and focusing on. Because sometimes, baby, you're not always being invited into the room because, oh, we like your outfit or we like how you carry yourself. No, it's more so, oh, we want to make fun of your lifestyle, or we want to make fun of how you're taking care of yourself or doing the things that you're doing. You're doing things differently than we are. We don't understand that, and we want to make fun of those things.
Do you feel that way sometimes, Lashay, when you invite? Do you hang around a lot of heteros?
I hang around a lot of heteros.
So do you have hetero, like, good friends that you feel that way?
I'm a very good judge of character. That's if you have those type of friends, you should really take that into consideration. You have to voice that in your head.
Yeah,
that maybe I'm the brunt of the joke or whatever. You should already self-internalize, is these the friends I want to hang with? If I got to think this about this person?
Mm-hmm.
Or I feel like you about to have me be in the brunt of the joke coming to somewhere?
Right.
Because let's say somebody makes a joke about me to you at this party. Are you going to kiki with them?
Right. Are you going to check about my friend? Exactly. Are you going to stand up for me? Right.
So, I mean, back in my heyday, when I was younger. Right here? Back when I was younger, maybe, because I had them type of friends back when I was younger.
Yeah.
But that's just something that you grow into trying to choose your friends wisely now. Because that's what I'm trying to do. Shoot, you're never gonna get that right sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you meet people along different paths. And do I want to be cool with everybody? Yeah, but then again, you can't be cool with everybody because everybody has ulterior motives. I feel like majority, you got with your friends, they have ulterior motives at first until they get to know you.
Talking to y'all mics, y'all.
I'm sorry, I had to talk with my hands, so I just.
No, it's fine. You can talk with your hands all day, but just talking to your mic.
So I just choose wisely not my friends that I hang around. But if I have to come up with a conclusion to that, if I have to ask myself that question, yeah, that friendship is not going to work.
Right.
Friendship is definitely
going to sell. I don't really feel that way when it comes to my straight friends, because, like, they've been my friends since,
it's that fucking noise. Jesus.
I'll say this. My friends, they've been my friends since like 7th grade.
So you never had no incidents?
Even I have some friends that's in elementary school. But I've never had my friends where I felt like I was the butt of the joke. Even when they were inviting me to other hetero events or functions or...
So you never had like an incident at a party with someone that wasn't your friend, but did your friend stand up for you?
No, because I guess it's because to me, I, like you said, it's about picking who your friends are, first of all. So me, by me picking who my friends were, I pretty much kind of gauge like what type of people that they hang around. And if I wanted to hang around they friends, then that was my choice.
Yeah,
but a lot of the times I can't hang around all my friends' friends. Like, so
exactly.
It's like, it's cool every now and again, but, I just never had, an incident where I was in a setting. Well, I will say this. Now, my female friends, when they have, like, boyfriends and stuff, like, you have to worry about that. Because sometimes when you go around your good girlfriend and she got a male partner or whatever, like, he might not be so gay friendly, like, or whatever you want to call it. He may be homophobic, like, you know. So, but even in those situations, I kind of gauged their boyfriends before I even went around.
I really want to know, is it like homophobic? Because if somebody disagree with who you are, they just don't agree.
Mm-hmm.
You know, opinions are like an asshole. Everybody got one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd be trying to think, is it homophobic? Well, I'd be like, is it homophobic because he don't want to hang around me? He might just not want to hang around me. You kind of get what I'm saying? So I don't want to say it was holding for him. Man, he just don't want to hang around you.
That's very true, because...
And, like, he don't like you
as a person. He might not be like... Yeah, they might, but...
Somebody has to get to know you not to like you.
Yeah. I agree with that. I don't think none of the instances were where they were homophobic. I just think that they probably just didn't like being around gay guys. You know what I'm saying? Because it makes them uncomfortable.
But
the thing is, I understand that, because it ain't no different from if you like a certain food. It makes you feel like, ugh. Because
not every straight person I want to hang around. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, some of them make me uncomfortable as well. So,
it's just like I'm straightophobic.
Am
I straightophobic?
I'm a pretty straightophobic is the word.
We should make that
straightophobic.
Straightophobic. Can you imagine
people that are
straightophobic?
That people have a phobia
what the
about.
Fuck? Does that make me straightophobic?
People that have a phobia about straight people.
We might have hit something on the head.
I don't know. We have to look that up.
I need to look that
then
up.
Then again, you probably did just brought some new shit. Cause
does that make me straightophobic? Because I'm not comfortable around straight people.
People have phobias about everything.
Okay, so we kind of touched on that. Okay, so Ian said you feel like that some straight women with gay male friends treat them like if they just objects.
Oh, well, of course.
To their likings. When they want to chill with them, when they want to be bothered, and, you know. And, yes, you do have those type of... You do have those type of heterosexual women that...
You have the heterosexual women that they enjoy... And, you know what? I don't want to talk about them in a bad way.
Go ahead.
I don't want to talk about them in a bad way.
We're not talking about them in a bad way. This is just grown-folk conversation. Yeah, so how do you feel?
I don't want to talk about them in a bad way. But it is a stigma where we are considered as things to be accompanied by instead of accessories to the outfit when we go out and we hang out with these people. So,
and be talking about that, go turn up. You wanna come? Cause you match your purse.
Because it's not always a bad thing. That means that, hey, they want to have a good time, and we're there to have a good time, and we're the people that they choose to have a good time with. So, and we're the energies that they want to have a good time with. So, I mean, it's not always a bad thing when you talk about that. But in another sense, it's like, okay, but do we have respect from the other communities?
It's so crazy because I wish I could. Matter of fact, hold on. Let me see if I can get somebody on the line. That's a hetero woman. She's a good friend of mine. Y'all can keep talking or whatever. I just want to see if she'll answer the phone, and I'm gonna ask her this question.
Well, we don't know how many hetero women we feel like.
So let me just ask her this question.
Are true friends of the?
A lot. I see a lot of them. If they don't go to Pride with you,
okay, that's the main thing.
If they don't go to Pride with you, they don't like you.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Kiwi. This is Sebastian on the You Don't Pay Me Enough podcast, and we are calling in while we are taping, and you are on the show. And I have a question to ask you because this was brought to my attention today by one of my co-hosts. And the topic was, do straight girls treat gay men like handbags and purses? And he felt like, Ian felt like sometimes straight women treat their gay male friends as an object or something to do at the moment because we could be the life of the party. Or do you feel like straight heterosexual women do that to gay men? Because I've never, like I told him, I said all my straight female friends, I've never felt that way. So how do you feel?
No, if you got a dope friend, you just got a dope friend.
And that's how go ahead, what'd you say?
I don't think that's the case.
You don't think it is? Well, there you have it.
There you have it.
To me, I felt like if your friend is your friend, your friend is your friend.
Yeah.
I mean, not saying that all straight. I mean, I'm sure that there are some straight women out there that do that. But I just felt like, you know,
But does she understand that concept, well, though?
Yeah, talk to her.
But that necessarily doesn't mean that you view your gay friends in that way, but other people are doing that to their gay friends, and they maybe not know that's what they're doing.
So do you feel like there's other straight women out there that treat their gay male friends like an object or just...
Or just to use their connections. Now, that could be that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us have connections. I can get your hair done this weekend.
A baby.
You can get up and you can book an appointment.
Yeah.
I could see that point of view also.
Say that again, Kiwi.
I could see that point of view also.
Yeah.
If it's an outfit or just to go hang out, go somewhere, if your gay friend the life of the party and you just want that extra energy around you. Yeah, I got the point of view.
Okay.
Because in that instance, then they have become an accessory to whatever you're doing, like whatever you're like. If y'all are going out or whatever, in that instance, then that gay person, your friend that you have brought along, that they're becoming now an accessory to your events and to the things that you want to do, and you know, or whatever.
Okay, so my question is, have I ever been an accessory?
Oh my goodness. It's not personalized these things here.
I'm just playing Kiwi.
Just flipped that right on about him, didn't he?
But look, Kiwi, I appreciate you for coming on the show. This show will be aired, so they will see and hear your opinion at some point. Yeah, we're going to get you off the phone now. But thanks for actually answering the phone, because I was like, I want to hear from a straight woman's perspective on this, because you normally don't hear, you know, that part of it, whatever. But he was saying like they do, and I was like, okay, whatever. So, but yeah, Kiwi, I appreciate you for answering the phone, and we will get back to our show, and I'll talk to you later, sis.
Thank you.
Kiwi.
Hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, you can hear me now.
I can now. I don't think you was never in a session, because we've been knowing each other from junior high school.
Right, and I said that. I said I've been knowing all my straight friends since junior high and elementary, so I'd have never looked at my friends like that or even viewed that as a thing, because I was just like, you know, if your friend is your friend, your friend is your friend. Right. So,
but if it's a new relationship, then yeah. Like if it's a coworker or somebody you just met.
Yeah.
I can see it, yeah.
Okay.
But
that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why y'all can't never? These people on this show, phones be falling. They get on my nerves. But yeah, I see. Yeah, she said like if it was like a coworker, he had to go use the bathroom. Like, can't never keep his bladder in tuck.
Had a TT.
She had enough shots.
Had a TT.
She said like if it's like a new coworker or somebody that you just met, she could see that happening in.
But if you got years in, nah.
Right. Okay, well, Kiwi, look, we're going to let you go because let me finish the show. And I thank you for answering the phone because, like I said, I really wanted to get, like, an actual hetero female's perspective on this matter because I hate talking about things and somebody can't defend they, right. You know, they part of the world. So.
Gotcha.
Appreciate it, sis. Love you, and we'll talk to you later.
All right.
No all problem. Right.
Bye. Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Yes, thank you. Yes, thank
welcome.
You. My, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
This is like off. It's not the same way it was.
Okay, now go ahead. It's fixed now. Okay. You're getting on my nerves.
We had muted you out for a quick second.
We really did.
He was an accessory.
Okay,
see,
okay.
And in that bag, I would use as a handbag by my own race, so, and my own subculture.
Okay, so we're going to dab deeper into this. Discrimination within the community, sexual discrimination, let's start there. Where do you want to tap in with this in? Discrimination within the community, and we're going to start with sexual discrimination. Let's start there.
Well, sexual discrimination, I feel like if we're going to be talking about sexual discrimination, it is a lot of different aspects of that.
Okay,
within our subculture.
Okay.
Now, well, I want to say one of the first things I can say to touch on that why Dasha is here by her being a trans woman, that it's a lot of sexual discrimination against because. You have to think about it. You have a lot of gay men and a lot of trans women, and you be thinking like, okay, well, who are these other counterparts that they have that are fueling these different fueling these different narratives or whatever.
Breathing.
That are fueling these different narratives is that straight men like trans women, and straight men also like effeminate men.
Not all straight men, but I get what you're saying.
Not all straight men, but some straight men do, and some
because
straight
a lot of them
don't.
You can't even tell that they're actual men because they look so much like women.
Right.
So yeah,
exactly.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So on that point, I kind of feel like there's like a real big difference because the same type of guys that may like me, they also may like Dasha also too. So sometimes there's not like a different, there's not a differentiation between the two when it comes to that platform.
It is a difference though. It is a difference.
Yeah, I mean,
okay, so what's the difference?
You're not taking hormones or something. Now, maybe if it was a drag queen, then I see that. Maybe it was a drag queen, somebody that, you know, they get into drag, they can get out of drag. You know what I'm saying? Because the guys that like me are definitely, I don't feel like they should like you.
That's how we both feel because the guys should not take hormones, you don't have to, and that's the whole thing that needs to be talked about, that you are a pre-op transsexual. I am not, I'm just an effeminate man, but now if you are acting the girly part and you want to be a woman,
they can tell, a guy can tell that you want to be a woman.
The microphone is
like
not
so far away.
The microphone is not synced up, bruh. Like, cause this is not the way it was last time. We're not synced up right.
This is
okay,
you got it?
It's messing with the frequency. Hold on.
Yeah, something's messing with the frequency. We're not synced up the right way, the way we were the last time.
None of this was
happened in the last time. There's something that's going on. You got it set different or something.
It's the government. It's a conspiracy. The jig is up.
Okay, look. They knew, exactly look. The they knew we wanted to do a gay podcast today. The jig is up. Knew we wanted to do a gay podcast today. We were talking about real issues in the gay community.
We don't have that many.
We do have
not for color.
We do have support groups that they are they are transcendent over color. Cause come on now, cause P Flag, you cannot say that it is not.
You been to that group meeting?
I have been to a group meeting before at P Flag. I have been to a lot of those group meetings before. I have been to a lot of those group meetings. No, I have been in those situations.
It's definitely.
And my mom have been to PFAC meetings. Like, my mom is, like, very
But more white people there than people of color, though.
And that's the thing is, too.
Because I don't
We don't utilize our own things in our community, because it feels like only the white people are utilizing those type of things
in
the community.
But see, it's ran by somebody of non-color.
And it should not be. And it should not be like that.
But it's run by somebody non-color of us.
And
most
of the time, it is ran by somebody that's not color. You're right.
Yeah,
because
Columbus, they have black. They have black. Support groups. Black. Community effort groups for LGBTQ in Columbus. Here, I only know that they have Caracol and Equitas that just started on Gilbert. And they help the community. They also have a trans program there.
Yeah, but they also have the PFLAG here. They have PFLAG here.
And PFLAG, that could be true, but it's ran by. I ain't talking to the mic. How close to the mic gotta be? I'm like right here. Yeah. If it was any closer, it'd be in my mouth.
That's what he wants it to be.
Right.
In
I'm
your
like,
mouth.
He's putting the mic in my mouth.
No, it's not picking up.
I think that.
That might be going on
to our next subject.
No.
What do you want to talk about? Yeah, the sound is all messed
up,
baby.
Yeah, I can hear it.
It's all, it's all doing that thing. It's singing. The sound is singing. Bombs over Baghdad.
Yeah, but they need to really have, like, they don't have any black organizations here, though, for LGBT of color. And that's my only thing. But I wish they would start some kind of thing like
Hold
that.
Hold on, Dashay. Talk in your mic.
Hello.
Just keep saying it.
Hello. Got it?
Ian, talk in your mic.
I think we should just keep on going on with the, while we're working through these technical difficulties, people, I think, just try to bear with us. We are always,
hold on. For some reason, your mic is picking up signal somewhere. Yeah, like, is it your phone?
You sure you have the right mic set up and not?
No, it's I know it's I know
I
what
got
it
my
is.
There shouldn't be having no signal. I got it on.
Was it doing it when you and Deanna was doing it with?
Cause I turned the signal thing off. I got airplane mode.
You and Deanna were just in here. Y'all was in here last. You, Deanna, and Namas was here the last.
Hold on. Let me fix this, because I don't know. It's like, soon as I cut your mic up, it's some type of static. It might be your earrings. Push them back. Talking your mic.
Hello. No, I can't hear myself. There I go.
It's your mic.
turned off, ain't it? Is this my camera?
Oh, that's my camera.
It is now.
Yeah, that's my camera there, dear. It's the heels are singing with the sound of music, dear. Lord have mercy.
Now it's in.
This is a Missy Elliott exclusive.
It really is. Okay, now go
ahead. Talk me in, Mike Dasha.
Hello?
Why is it doing that? Hold on, y'all, just a second, because I am having, like, serious technical difficulties. Y'all, just give me a minute real quick, and we'll be right back, because I got to fix these mics. Some shit going on, and I don't know what the fuck it is.
She better beat her ass.
Well, me and my baby, because it's my baby. Because you my baby. And yes, you is, because you his mama's baby. And you didn't love me, and I didn't love you too. And I'm just going to run around and run around with you. Yes, I am. Your little feet, your little toes, your music is cute. You got little feet, little toes. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Mama don't care. You stink it, stink it, stink it. No, mama don't care. Cause you just a mama baby. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what we gonna do? Huh? What we gonna do? Huh? What we gonna do? 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 Yeah.
I can't even hear mine. Okay, there go me. What the fuck is going on? Hold on, y'all.
It's weird. We're doing this the last time, though.
Hold on, y'all.
We're doing this the last time. Like, all of this.
Okay, there we go. Okay, there we go. Now, talk in your mic, Dasha.
Hello.
Okay. Talk in it.
Hello? Is it my microphone?
Yeah.
Hello? You can hear me?
My check, mine's working.
You can
my
hear
check.
Me?
Mine's working.
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Mine's is working. My check, okay, my check. Again.
Hello?
Just keep saying it.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
You can necessarily be talking about things that you need to
Dasha,
talk about.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Why can I can't hear you at all in my headphones?
Talk to you, Dasha.
Hello?
Just keep doing it.
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you in my
headphones. Okay.
I can hear you.
So, what's your headset?
Can you hear me in my headphones?
Cause you're, no, you need to talk in it, because I can't. You too far away from it.
See, that's the whole thing.
No, you can push it up. Yeah, you can hear yourself, but when you need to talk, like, there you go. Push it up close to you. There you go. Now I'm talking in it.
Like, you have these things, like, not sensitive enough. Like, not picking up out of it.
Okay. I think we got it.
We're off to see the wizard.
Yay!
The because.
Okay.
Now we spent 20 minutes on working on the microphones.
Yeah, we just had some real live technical difficulties because I'm like, I can't hear shit. And then I'm sitting up here trying to figure out if my mic is, it's on. Off. It's on. There we go.
Is
it's
this
on.
Bitch, difference. Recording.
We are.
Yeah, I'm recording all this shit.
We persevere as a people, so we are going to get these things corrected. So everybody, please just bear with us through these technical difficulties and these little small infractions that we're having as a podcast as a whole.
Okay,
so you do not have to turn her up like that in my ear.
We are a family, and we do love each other.
So let's get right into. Let's see. Okay, there we go. I'm like, I can't hear myself at all. Okay, where were we left off? We left off at discrimination. And
okay, we was talking about, where was I at? Jesus, where was I at? Well, I just said I would like to see more services for the Black LGBTQ here in Cincinnati.
Is that contained? Is that okay, y'all? I'm sorry, y'all. I am so sorry, y'all. The camera people is not here. I'm operating all this shit on my own, so y'all gotta bear with me when I'm doing this shit. So yeah. Anywho, back to the story. We are on discrimination within the computer, and we were talking about sexual discrimination. Ian, you can chime in on that if you want to, and can finish where you started off at about that. In the mic.
For sexual discrimination, when I was talking about sexual discrimination, I was talking about more so in the workplace. And a lot of LGBTQIA people have all experienced some type of sexual discrimination in the workplace. Because when you're in the workplace, it is expected of you to interact with your coworkers in a type of way where you are perceived, where you are supposed to be emotionally interacting with your coworkers. And being that if you're LGBTQIA, if you enter,
so you talking about
identify with anybody in the alphabet.
See, okay. So look, let me say this to you, because you're talking about like male and person. I'm talking about more of a sexual, like as far as like top bottom, like how we discriminate against each other as far as sexual orientations, and that nature.
Okay,
let's get into it.
Definitely, there's bottom shaming. And we can talk about bottom shaming all day long, because I feel like
next.
I definitely feel like that the guys that are being on the bottom, that they are being at the like they are ridiculed the most, and that's and I think that that's a big ass problem. And the gay community as a whole, I feel like the bottom needs to stop, because for one thing, we need our bottoms, and I speak to all our tops, because we need our bottoms, because if we don't have bottoms, then we don't have tops.
But in the words of Kaya, if everybody wanna be the girl.
Right, who gonna be the boy? Who's gonna be the boy? Right.
In the words of Kaya.
Yes,
and everybody wanna be the girl.
I love Kaya. She's a very comfortable Lord. She's got a lot of different shit.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm a bottom shamer too. I am a bottom shamer. I'm so sorry. I can't stand a whole bunch of bottoms.
But you're a bottom.
I'm a versatile girl.
See, and that's another there thing with our transgender community.
Now, see, don't transgender shame.
That's transgender shame. No,
watch
I'm
it.
Educating.
We will be outside your door tonight.
No, educating. Just because you see a transgender person, do not put her in the bottom category. Just because you see somebody that's
hold on. Wait a minute.
Does not mean they're a bottom. So no,
that's true.
Because straight people just automatically think, oh, because you're feminine and you perceive yourself as a female, and that you're living your life as a woman every day, that you are a bottom and that you only receive, and that's not the case.
My sexual preferences and what I prefer in the bedroom do not define me as my person. Those two separate things.
You're not nowhere near your microphone. Your lips was right that way.
Because I'm not looking over here.
Yeah.
But she's right on her microphone. Like, these microphones need to be set up differently. But no, she's like, right on her microphone.
But, like, talk like into this it.
Way. Yeah, because you just see me this
like,
way.
You see how I'm, like, facing, but my lips is, like, on it? Like,
my lips are...
But see, you was like this. Like, away from it. Like, looking directly at... You can look at him, but just kind of make sure that you can pick up your
voice. I think this is your view of where I'm at. Because I'm, like... I can see the...
Okay.
Think of my lips. I think it's just your view of where I'm at.
I think it's her view. It's
being, yeah, they don't like it.
Okay, so let's get back. Okay, so... Okay, okay, so... Okay, so look. One person at a time. That's one person at a time. We're going to talk about the bottom shaming. So why do you bottom shame, Dasha?
Because I know everybody is not a bottom, but God darn. I know y'all bottoms are a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Bottoms are a total mess. Complete bottoms. Mess. Complete bottoms. Let me just say that. Complete bottoms.
A necessary mess.
Yeah. And I'm not necessarily talking about just the complete bottoms. I'm talking about the power bottoms. You know what you know.
But why
about.
Do you think they a complete mess?
Girl, they just... I don't want nobody that's going to be in the mirror more than me. See, you... Stop moving my microphone.
Okay.
Just stop touching the microphone.
Okay, okay, my
the bad. Microphone is fine.
We okay. make up the majority... We make up the majority in the gay... in the gay aspect of life.
It's
we
not the majority. You think your majority is the majority bottom?
The, yeah, majority, hell yeah. Majority I agree bottoms. To that, my damn self.
Majority bottom. Just like I majority... Think it's, I
what is everybody in this room? I let me think ask that first.
Just like
okay, well, we can do that.
Let me
we
ask
can
that first. What's everybody's preference in the room? You're a complete bottom?
I consider myself as a versatile bottom.
Okay.
But as growing up, as being as younger, as a young LGBTQIA member when I was growing up, I felt like I was a total bottom. So I feel like I only became verse as I get older. So, yeah, so well, that's the thing. So,
yeah, because your sexual appetite gets... Either more or less than.
Yeah.
I already said what I was.
Oh, me?
next.
I really consider myself versatile, but I really like being a top because I really don't like getting fucked for real. Like, it's like... Let me say this to you because I need to say this and I need to have my camera on me when I say this. For me, being on the bottom, I look at it more of I have to really, really like you, be with you, and because I feel like that's like, you know how like a woman gives up her pussy and this, that, and the third to a man, like, and it's like you should always keep that like sacred in a sense, like, and I just feel like when somebody enters you, not, and I'm not saying it's nothing wrong with it, but you like what you like, but for me, if I'm gonna let a guy fuck me. Then we gotta be in a climb relationship,
your back.
And
climb your back as we
it's gotta. I'm just not. I'm not about
lie.
To. I'm just not about to be a guy that's like out here and motherfuckers that say they didn't fucked on me. I just that's just my thing with all of that. Like I don't have nothing against like people that's bottoms and nothing, but I just like being on the top. Like I don't really care to be a bottom at all. I don't, and it's like I don't desire it. Unless I'm really into the guy, like, and it's like, okay, I can, cause I'm a pleaser. First of all, I like to please. So, you know, if I'm in a relationship and my guy wants a little booty or whatever, then I gotta make sure, cause I don't want him to go get it from nowhere else. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I look at it like that. But for me, it's just not a thing for me. Like, and then it's just too much preparation.
That's where the bottom shaming kick in with me. Yeah. You're not gonna be prepared.
You gotta be prepared. You gotta watch what you eat. You gotta it's a 24-hour turnaround.
So then let's go with the other verse bottom in the room.
So it's just I really like being a top. I'd rather like being a top for real. I don't.
Yeah, it's a lot of work with that being a bottom.
Like,
I gotta really be with the guy.
I feel like I like being a top, but I feel like there is definitely power. There is definitely power in being submissive and being a bottom. Mm-hmm. And I kind of feel like that is where That's probably where my anchor is in my sexuality, and that I can speak freely here on this forum. That I really do feel like that is my power. When I first came out,
I can see
that because I was always considering myself as a submissive person. That was like my personality,
right?
So being can see that. So sodomy never was like a problem or a issue for me. As I get older, I want to feel like that my role has has transformed a little bit with my maturity and my knowledge of being who I am, not right. my knowledge of self.
Right.
And I feel like that is going to be happening with anybody.
You're breathing hard.
I feel like that's going to happen with anybody.
I can hear everything.
That's a human being or whatever and stuff. You know what right. I'm saying? So I kind of feel like, I think as I'm getting older, I feel like, yeah, I'm kind of more so in the verse thing, but I definitely acknowledge that I still have my body, but I still have my bottom ways. So I always consider myself as being a verse bottom, but I kind of tend more to go with the flow because guess what? I just enjoy a man's, I enjoy a man's company, whether it means sexual, mental, physical, emotional.
But see, once again, when it comes to that bottoming thing, I just don't play around with that. Like, it's like serious for me. Like, it's like if I'm gonna give up that, I feel like you got a part of me, but bitch, yeah, and you can't take it back.
Yeah, like, I said that nigga was guys, I didn't like,
So, so in order for me to give up the cookie like that, I gotta be head in love with you. And that's just that, like, but just the wanted and like urge for it. I don't have no desire for it like that.
But that's not us guys that I deal with. I
desire using my things and things.
Cause I'm versatile.
So
with that
it don't really matter. Like as long as I'm, like I said, if I'm in a relationship or if I'm dating, like and I know it's going there and it's serious and I'm really liking the guy and all of that, then yeah, I'll probably do that because I'm really like head over heels with this guy. But as far as like. Even in that, I probably still want. It just depends on what he wants.
See, I'm different because
I'll say that too. Because you can get with a guy that just strictly likes being on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and that's fine. Well, I'm totally fine with that. Like, cause it's like, thank God, I ain't got a douche. I ain't got a none of that. We cool, whatever, bitch. You can get fucked all day. All right,
hell no.
Quit playing me like so.
But there are different things.
I don't know. It's just.
Now that's the thing. Now you say you're okay with that. So since you want, so you want to be the top. Are you okay with the responsibilities?
Oh well, my whole thing
that
is
comes with being the top because now we didn't even think about that because we need to have a total top.
We can go into it. I know what you about to say though.
Yeah, we're
so let's
that.
Talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
So I know what you about to say.
Now we have all these verse bottoms and these bottoms on here. Okay, so let's talk about the top aspect of it.
Okay,
because we expect a lot from our tops, and is that fair or not for you to respect? For you be expecting that much from your top?
But what are you expecting?
Well, we expect them to be. We expect them to be. I guess we want to make it trans. We want to make it transparent. We want to make it transparent to the heterosexual community. We expect them to be our heterosexual men. That's what we expect for our tops to be. We expect for those. We expect for them to perform the same duties that a heterosexual man would perform for a female in the heterosexual community. So we put a lot of stipulations on our tops.
Okay, so look, let me say this. Let me say
what,
this.
You want him to take out? You want him to take out the garbage?
These are playing roles.
You want him to pay for everything? You want him to fix? You want him to fix everything that's wrong with your car? You know, we expect a lot from our tops.
Those are stereotypes.
Yeah, they are.
Those are not roles.
Okay, so look. And I get what you're saying, but when I'm with a guy, there is no such thing as who's going to do what. Like,
yeah,
it's what it, we are. Look, this is the thing. We are a union. And if you a bottom, or if you want to be on the bottom and you consider yourself the submissive one or whatever the case may be, to me, I still look at you as a man. Like, at the end of the day, like, you still got a dick and balls. Just because you like to get plunged, that's cool. But you, I'm not about to treat you like you got a whole pussy and titties on your back, because you don't. Like, see, so guess what? My thing is this. Like, and this is, no, this is, and this is the thing. My thing is this. I think when you start playing roles, and I will say this, I think when you start playing roles in any relationship, I think that's when the confusion comes into play. Why y'all just can't be two people that just love each other and y'all just get along, and it is what it is. Whether you like, whatever you like to do, that's fine. Like, if you don't like to take out the trash, then yeah, he may be the one to take out the trash. But my whole thing is, why go through all of those emotions when it's just two people that love each other? Like, correct. I'm not about to treat you no lesser than
or higher than
because I'm the top in the relationship. I feel like
we have put roles on things, and it's how that we have learned to identify as feminine or masculine in the relationship.
Yeah, but this is the disconnect with all of that because I feel like, what is masculine, what is feminine? You know what I'm saying? You can have masculine men that have feminine energy. You can have feminine women that have masculine energy, and in between, like, you know what I'm saying, or gay people, straight women, whatever. But no, this is what I'm about to say. Let me get my shit off. So with all of that energy shifting and everything, like, it doesn't make you less of a man because you let your dude take out the trash, or he pay for the bill, or, you know, like, no, because y'all are two people that love each other, so it shouldn't be like that. Like, it's like, whoever gats it, or whoever wants to do it. Like, you could just be out with your dude and be like, nah, babe, I got the bill today.
Yeah, because...
But if you, I think once you start putting all of that stress on a person, that's when all the crazy shit start happening. And it's like, oh, this motherfucker don't want to do this and do that. I'm always doing, and I see this in hetero relationships where the girl have the guy doing every fucking thing. And then this is what end up happening. He end up start complaining. She don't want to work. She don't want to do this. And it's like, you know, but you, by you being the man, you allowed her to be lazy and sit down and take care of the kids and this and that and the third. But the whole thing is, it's like, where's the balance in that? Because there's no balance to that. Like, I feel like as anybody in any relationship, y'all should do things for each other equally. It shouldn't be no lesser or higher, or, you know, yeah, a female should take her dude out, and you know what I'm saying? Because men want to be took out too. Like, they like going on dates and shit, and you know what I'm saying? And I'm speaking for the hetero people on this one.
After they like, took and care then, of everything, but this is with the car and the house, son.
That's a given.
That's a given
because at the end of the day,
at the end of the day,
you got to look at it like this. What if both of y'all in a relationship and neither one of y'all know how to fix the house or the car? Hello,
you in the wrong relationship.
You're in the wrong relationship.
Somebody need to know how to fix something, goddamn it.
You're in the wrong relationship.
And see, my thing with that is like, I'm it's crazy I'm saying this because I don't think that's what it is, but I just think I got like a lot of dominant traits.
Let me say this.
I just think I have a lot of dominant traits. Yes, I can fix a lot of fucking things. And a lot of the times when I'm in situations, like, well, I'm not in my last relationship. Like, it was kind of equally, but he was more of the fixer-upper because that's his thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? I would do it if I have to do it. Like, but if I don't see no fit in doing it, then I'm going to just let you do it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially if I know this is something that you like to do. Like, so, but... I've never like played that whole role thing, because I feel like, for one, first of all, I was born as a man and I like being a man, so That's just it.
Yeah, like, but being a man, some people think it means different. It means something different to everybody.
But like you said, you're submissive. I'm somewhat dominant. So in my area, I'm more dominant. So a lot of guys think most of the majority that I'm a top any damn ways. I'm like, no, just because I'm dominant, I am a dominant person regardless. Like I'm demanding.
Yeah.
So I'm not getting a relationship.
And her being transgender, so people already would
think I don't like lazy people.
People would think that she's the bottom because she's transgender, but that's not the case for her.
But
she's
preference more, rise, like their preference, with dealing with their preference. Because you got to get to know me to know what I like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what you like?
Wait a minute! Don't move the microphone. Nah, I had it on my lips.
Because y'all not even close to him, and I can see y'all distance close from it. Yeah, stay over that way, and you can kind of move your body this way.
Microphone like this.
No, you can like move your contour your body or push it up closer to where you are to make it more comfortable.
She pushes it any closer, she's gonna get lipstick.
No, you don't have to. Look, the thing is, you don't have to put it close to your lips, but push it where your lips.
Okay, can you hear me now? Like this,
I'm not even on the mic, and my lips is like
the same distance.
Yeah, you think so?
We are.
I done had dick in my face like this. You talking about, you dick close enough to it. Did the dick that close to your face,
okay,
bitch?
Y'all get on my nerves.
Dick that close to your face, bitch.
Okay, so let's go on moving to the, because we could talk about that for a while. let's go into racism in the community as far as like the blacks and the whites and how they segregate a lot of the pride.
Let's do the pride.
Hold on, we gonna start with pride first. Little do people know that we do have like a black and a white pride. Like, and the white pride is more organized and more money involved and
who is breathing in the microphone?
I don't know.
Is this much wired to next door or something? Cause somebody else is breathing.
I'm not that.
Nobody else is breathing in, or is it just me?
I mean, I can hear.
Do you hear somebody else breathing in? Like,
I'm breathing.
Yeah, that was definitely you.
Okay, so
let's go into it. So
Jesus, this bitch, you talking about having this close to my face?
No, I ain't saying that close.
I can hear you breathing in too.
Okay, y'all, come on, let's get into it. Okay. So, like, the segregation as far as the prides and people, like, seeing, like, there's different prides and bars and clubs that where the black people go and the white people versus where the white people go. And why do y'all think it's that way?
Well, number one, black clubs, you see how the girls fight at the club? The black girls fight at the club? Nobody wants to at their establishment every weekend.
Yeah.
So, LGBTQs ruin that for their black LGBTQs ruin that for themselves, because we don't even have no more clubs to go to here. Like, clubs don't really have any black events no more, because the girls fight every week, every weekend, every bar, every function.
Right.
Look at the down. I'm not gonna name the bar, but look at the downtown bar we have. Every weekend there is a fight there. Every weekend.
Right.
Did you just cut my mic off because I was talking about downtown?
No, I was just cutting it up. I got you.
See how the girls is? See how the black girls is?
I got you.
Don't ruin our bar.
Girl, don't want you to have your 15 minutes.
Don't want
to
have your little 15 minutes. So I'm like, the black girls ruin it for themselves with their bars and stuff like that. And then, white people don't want to do all that. Have you ever been to the white bars here? You have a fucking blast with them people. Excuse me, not them people. I don't mean to say them people like that. That made me sound so racist. Caucasian people have the best damn time. Mexicans have the best damn time. Everybody is besides us having a damn good time.
Yeah.
We ruin it every time.
But you know, you gotta also think about...
We're too busy trying to figure out how we're going to divide each other. So that's why we're
But then that's why they want to divide, though. Because if you bring problematic people to the function, it's going to be a problematic function.
We're always trying to figure out some type of ways to divide each other. So.
But now, the pride thing, I've never got... Because I don't even know how many black gay prides we have. It's one in April. It's one in October. It's one... It's like, we have black pride here almost three times a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we have one pride where we all get together.
Right.
You know, because there's another... But we just had another black pride event here. Like April, it's gonna be like in April.
Black Pride is all year round, and I would like to say that Pride period is all year round. I'm talking about
the parties and somebody just naming Black Gay Pride.
I don't like really separating us from white and Black, because it ain't just white and Black. It's white and Black. We have a large Latino gay community that's here that needs to be represented. We have a large Indigenous people,
but Black Gay Pride is for brown people of color, which is brown. Anything that's in the shade underneath. But so that considers a Latino and all that.
Do you think that that's fair though, for that the Latinos have to be identified up under us instead of being identified as their own people?
Well, if they get together and have their own pride events and if they did want to do that, I think they would do that, but somebody has to start that.
I feel like everything is just black and white, and but it's a big Asian community, it's a big Latino community.
We live in America. Everything is black and white,
and it's a big
my face shiny.
It's a big Native American community that are not being represented. And for real, the Indigenous people, they should really have the damn say, honey, and nobody's giving them any respect. So, I mean. So I have my own little qualms about that. So
let's go into something a little deeper, because I always wanted to talk about this. Why do you think, and I don't know, this is from my experience, but why do you think white men fascinate over black men in the gay community? Like, I feel like sometimes they look at us like we just sex objects, and I don't know if it's
because... Well, it started out with slavery. Remember slavery? And they used to break the white man used to break the black man by how?
Okay.
Fucking him.
Okay.
It was called breaking the buck.
Okay.
Look it up. It was called breaking the buck. So now,
that's true. That's very true.
Then you have to realize that black men have bigger things than that race.
So we were always. But now, don't get me wrong.
I have some good big white guys.
Hold on. Let me go ahead, Dasha. Keep talking.
But white men are obsessed with black men because they're more sleep dominant. We're more dominant. They want to be submissive. All that. I have not ran into a non submissive white man ever. Never.
That's interesting.
Ever. I can honestly say ever.
Because we're a sexual fetish. Because to them we're a fetish.
We're a fetish. Yep. Just like some white man. I'm a fetish. Because I'm dominant. So I may be a dominant person, but I can't be a bottom in the bedroom. Kind of get what I'm saying? So just because you see me being dominant, I'm direct. Very direct. I'm very direct. And whatever comes out of my mouth, sometimes just comes out of my mouth. Jesus. That's bad.
So let me say this.
But that's mainly why.
And this is from my experience.
It's a fetish.
And I'm going to speak this on my experience with... with dating white guys. Sexually, for some reason, and I'm going to say this, black men are very picky sexually. I don't know if y'all had experiences where black men don't be as freaky as white men. It's kind of like, to me personally, like, sexually, white men do it more pleasingly for me.
Than a black man. It's kind of like more so conducive to.
And
like
I feel like black men, and I think black gay guys, or just black men in general, a lot of black men, I ain't gonna say all black men, but a lot of black men are very like picky when it comes to sex. Like, they don't do this, they don't do that.
You gotta watch for that, but it depends on who you run into.
And the white guys that I've had been intimate with, they please me more on a sexual level versus a black guy.
Are they really more open to trying new things,
and they're more, it's not the whole just give and take thing. Like, it's more of like, it's a free for all.
Okay, but like, if a black man don't like sucking toes, he don't like sucking toes. You can't make him suck your toes. That's
my thing. Like, why won't you suck my toes?
See, but if he's not into sucking toes, he gotta be in the feet. Well, your feet not the best looking feet. You wanted to put them in your mouth. Are you going to do that? No. So you want the freak level. I mean, if you want the freak level to be on 10, that's something that you got to express with your partner.
I feel like I've had a lot of white guys that were more freak levels or on 10. Versus black guys.
Don't say white guys love to try some new shit. They don't give a fuck. They love to try some new shit. And I had to go with the black people on that one. I don't like to try new shit. If I ain't with it, brother.
I'm not a freak to a certain extent, but let me say this. I am a freak to a certain extent. I ain't doing the pissing or the shitting or the fist thing.
But I guarantee you that white man is not
sticking my whole fist up in your ass. That's just but not I guarantee
you that white man is ready for you to do all of that. That white man is ready for you to do all of that. And so more.
It's certain things that I will agree with, but other than that, them three things I'm not doing. Oh, and I don't share. I don't do threesomes. None of that. Never will. I feel like for real, to be honest, I'm my freak level is at a 20. So, bitch, what you need a second person for when I can do all of that times three?
But you're not going to do the threesome, and you're not going to do such and such, and you just give us a list. So you're not
I gave you a list of piss and shit and
fist. Now, what if he want to just go all out? Get your ass in the tub. Can I pee on you, baby? You going to do it?
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not pissing. I feel like that's a disrespect. So
now you're going to be arguing.
I'm not about to throw no hot piss on you. That's a disrespect.
Hell no.
To me, that is some disrespectful
shit. But
the
white life, we was just saying, but the white guy gonna be down for it. Trust me, your white guy gonna be like, okay, no, baby, let's do it.
Like, no, don't get me wrong. Like, for real, I've had white guys that have said that to me. Like, this is what I like. And this and the third, and I'd be like, oh, damn. Like, I'm not in the community for that.
Now, you know,
like,
someone that's being quiet when we just talk about all this other stuff.
Like, so it's just like certain things.
We just ain't gonna disturb her.
For me, sexual. For me,
no, I'm listening to everybody.
And my thing for me, sexually, like I said, I just get more satisfaction out of a white guy versus a black guy.
Okay.
Not all black men, but I have found a lot of black men that they were on my freak level. But I don't know. It's a different vibration.
I think to me, I don't think it has nothing to do with race or nationality. I think it's more so to do with maturity, sexual being people being sexual mature. Because believe me, I've had some good sex from black men and some bad sex from white men and vice versa. And
yeah, I can say that too.
And all of the above, it just really depends on the experiences that you have had personally that shape your sexual ability to be free with yourself, to open up, to really do the things that you want to do. And that is my problem when I have a sexual encounter, that usually I am more a sexual mature than the person that I'm dealing with. And that's why it's like sometimes I choose to be by myself, because I kind of feel like, you know what, I don't feel like teaching nobody how to be sexually free with themselves. Like, honey, that's something that you need to kind of, like, work out within yourself, like, a little bit.
True.
That's weird to me.
True, when
it comes to stuff like that. Because I'm just like, I can't stand no boring-ass sex. I can't stand no man that's giving me boring-ass sex. I cannot stand that. You don't want to do this. You don't want to do that. You don't want to touch me here. You don't want to touch me there. Because you got all these preconceived notions of what this will lead to and what that will bring and all this and all that. I'm thinking to myself, like, babe, I just want to do what feels good.
And this is why I say I like sex sometimes with white guys versus black guys, because it's more of the I just want to do what feels good. And a lot of the times I get that more satisfaction out of being with the opposite race than my own. Because it's always just like, oh, I don't do this. Like, I've had a lot of guys but that say, like, this is really, what trips me out.
That's a generational curse.
And it definitely is. Listen to this. This is another thing that trips me out with black guys. I've had a lot of black guys that said they don't even suck dick.
Oh, I had that too.
And it's like, bitch.
But I understand. Look,
and I ain't trying to be disrespectful in no shape, way, or form. But I've had guys that say that they don't suck dick.
That's the hypermasculinity.
And then they'd be like this. Like, this is my thing. And
this don't suck dick? No.
And no, this is the preference thing. This is, no, fuck a preference. Because no, my whole thing is this. My whole thing is this. It's two guys. Like, how else do you think I'm going to get pleased?
Better jack that bitch off. That's what he going to tell you.
I could do that by myself. Without you.
But maybe in here. But maybe you want a dick in your mouth while you're doing it. Never thought about that. Oh, bitch, you're a liar. The truth ain't you. If you ain't never had a thing in your mouth and you saying the two verse and you jack at the same time, that's a lies. You lie. You are such a liar. All up here at that experience. That's one thing we both all three.
Now, I will say this. That do turn me on a little bit, though.
Yeah.
Okay, but
so I can get it. If he don't.
So look, this is the thing. And I guess
Miss Freak level.
Mentally, it's the thing of pleasing you is why I'm turned on. So
yeah, see, and that's pleasing him. So you can get mad because he don't want to.
Yeah, I'm gonna say this though. I just think like a lot of the times these black guys just be like, they don't want to do shit. Like, and it's like, they just want to, they want to get their nut and leave.
There's no such thing as a relationship. Damn, no, there's like, really no such thing as a relationship no more. It's, everything's about monogamy. Everybody is doing what they want to do. Like,
I'm still a believer in monogamy and love. And I feel like if you find the right person, it's possible, you know.
Back in the 90s. But that's the thing.
Like, the way you think and I think, like, I, for one, I'm not a cheater. Never have, never will. Two, I've always been in a one-on-one relationship, monogamy relationships. Like, I've never been in an open relationship that I know of, because, you know, motherfuckers do cheat. And I will say this. Look, no, listen
that
to what
I
saying.
That I know of.
Like, it's always been platonic and this, that, and the third. So I've never experienced none of those things. So, but I'm sure there's people out there that like open relationships. But I just feel like if you're going to do all that, why don't you just fucking stay single? Like, what's
that's
the point?
That's my best bet.
What is the point of dragging somebody along for you to say, oh, I want to bring somebody else into our household?
No, I'm doing all that extra shit. But, but we can't threesome. You want threesome, but I'm not even getting in a relationship, so I just don't see it.
Yeah.
I like being
in a relationship. I like love.
Don't mean
you
cannot be in love and not be. You don't have to be in a relationship to be in love.
I just feel like you have to find the right person to be in that space with each other, because it takes two people to actually understand what this entails. You know, so. Okay, y'all, let's move on. We got into the racism between blacks and whites and clubs and pride and event. Okay, prostitution in the community. Who wants to open that up? Y'all go right on in. Y'all know more about this than I do.
Just a little bit.
I don't know why we would know too much more better than you do, because I believe that.
Black folks on you. Everybody on you.
Yeah. No, because wait a minute, sister. Now, because I wanted, because see, someone wanted to put themselves on the pedestal. And we wanted to see how this works out. Because someone wanted to put themselves on the pedestal. But like, they don't deal with these issues.
Like, I don't know too much about that part of the life.
Oh, yeah, you
life.
Don't.
Me neither.
I don't know nothing about prostitution in the community. Like, I really
what's
don't
race?
Like, see, I don't know. I've been over people's house and a motherfucker would be like,
aren't you expecting something when someone comes over? Are you expecting them to bring a bottle? Are you expecting them to bring weed? Are you expecting them to bring gifts? So what are you expecting them to do when you meet them on the line? What are you expecting them to do? Because some of that might fall into as
prostitution, or as you using what you got to get what you want. And I don't understand why that is being perceived as a bad thing.
Not saying it's a bad thing. I'm speaking on it more of like the education of why a lot of gay people go towards that when they're young, coming out.
Yeah, when they're coming out and young.
I want to speak on it from that perspective, because a lot of people don't understand that, like, we're always judged on being gay in itself. It's just, you go through a lot of shit. Like,
yeah, when I was younger, my fair share of work was because it was like a survival just
trying
technique.
To get in the workplace and trying to go to school. And then you got, you know, people don't want to hire you because you are LGBT. And, you know, you, if you a stud, you like to dress
but
like
see,
a boy.
But that's back in the day.
No. No, well, we're talking about it as a whole, as a culture, versus the, we're talking about it the days and today.
Yeah.
But back in the day when we were growing up, it was more discrimination towards having, you know, being who you are. And, you know, having to learn how to make money and, you know, we didn't
but
have social
realize
media.
It comes from what home you are coming from. That's number one. And then prostitution for younger is a survival technique. It's not just like, because I got to learn how to survive. If my parents didn't kick me out for being who I am, I have no family to go to, where else am I going to turn?
Okay.
And then you have other younger people that you became friends with that are probably out in the street. Mm-hmm. And then they teach you how to make money and do what you got to do to survive. Now, those are back in the heydays. Now, if you're out doing it now, there's so many programs and things. Like, I tell the young girls now, like, there is so many things that they have that I did not have with me growing up.
Cell phones
got to do what the hell we talking about.
Well, we didn't have a lot of social media but
the programs that they have developed for LGBTQ youngins, you got the girls that are now getting their hormones, they're stuck at 14, 15. There was none of that getting none of that stuff at that age, or when I got kicked out of my house and all that little stuff. I went through my own journey of walks, and I've done my fair share of teeter tottering and all that around the board. So that being said, it was a survival technique for me back then, and it's for a few others back in, like, probably up in my age. It was survival.
Right.
But now, I mean, the world has become a better place, and there are things. I'm just saying there are more programs out here for us than what it was for us back then.
Right.
And I'm thinking for transgender. I don't know about for the LGBT guys, but for the transgender girls, there were not many options for us to get jobs and stuff like that then.
Some of the transgender
Wait a minute.
We're talking over each other, and so I'm listening to go
that
ahead.
That was part of the discrimination for that. Because now, there's not really that much discrimination for being trans. Because there's, I know plenty of girls that are high, that are working. Mm-hmm. Including a few older girls that have gotten it and pulled it together. So I can no longer say that it's a discrimination thing, because we are all in the workforce now. Okay. Majority. And that's just because the times have changed and they have made spaces available for us to go through these support groups, and they have made it easier on being younger.
We have
younger.
Made spaces.
Correct. So we have paved a few ways.
Okay.
To get out of that stigma, to where it's so much discrimination on getting hired and all that stuff. But I mean, you got also then look, is it really discrimination though if you come in and you look like a dude and say you're trans and you've got these rippling muscles on with a motherfucking mini skirt on?
It's not
discrimination.
Sense.
It's like, what did you go to the interview looking like? You know what I'm saying? How did you carry yourself in the interview? How did you do as a person coming into that environment?
I feel you. You're carrying yourself as something. You want to be expected to be treated
like
as something. Right, exactly. But that's not
so
me you're carrying yourself.
So that's what I'm saying.
Like,
it's how you. It's some, I don't think it's like discrimination. I just feel like they're going off of who you are trying to represent. And if you're not representing that, what do you think I want you to be part of my company for?
Right. I feel you. No, I ain't got nothing to say to that.
Ain't nobody gonna rebut it. I'm gonna be the only one talking about this.
So prostitution is, and I don't have nothing against the LGBT when it comes to prostitution, because you make your money. You make your money how you. I don't have not one bone in my body that hates anybody the way they make their money. You make your money how you make your money. A hustle is a hustle.
Profession in the world.
Because so you're never going to know what situation you might be in where you got to get the dollar.
You might have to sell a little. you might have to sell a little ass to pay your life.
You might
bill.
Have to give just a little saying. Dick.
People have been using what they get to get what they want for plenty of years, and they will continue to do that. It's not.
It's been around since the Western days, honey. That's
right. It'll never die.
Okay. You're just a dick and ass and pussy.
Okay. Well. We're gonna get into. I'm gonna do the all the information as far as testing and all of that stuff.
But as far as like the testing on that, I feel like sex trafficking and things like that. We don't have the stipulations and the other we don't have the stipulations and other guidelines that we have to abide by.
Now,
when you're dealing with corporate America, because now I'm a nurse aide. So when you're dealing with corporate America, it's a lot different. So it's a lot different than with the prostitution thing.
Let me find out you give a hand jobs in the nursing home.
I'm not giving hand jobs in the nursing home. Thank you very much.
Ooh, that's a little bit merch. That's crazy.
And I'm sure that there is
a few nurses in there
that are doing that, honey. I'm sure that
how much a check, daddy?
I'm sure that there is a market for that.
I'm sure there's a market.
But there sure is a market for that. Yeah, but I am not a part of that. I'm not a part of that market. Though. There is a market for that, but I'm not a part of that market. But sexuality. People are always going to bank on that. It doesn't matter like what your sexuality is. People are going to bank on that and make money off of that. No matter what your sexuality is, I feel like you just being a person and you just being savvy as an individual, like that, honey, that you should be able to pick up on that. Like your sexuality is something that people make money off of. People make money off of that, whether you are poor, you knowing about it or not knowing about it. But
okay.
Well. I don't have nothing to say to that. So before I go into our team building, which is the last thing on the show, anything else y'all want to touch on that we didn't touch on? Is there anything else in this community that y'all want to talk about that we did not touch on? Do y'all want to talk about people being raped? Date rape? Do y'all want to talk about?
I don't know about that. I ain't never been date raped, but I would like to try it.
That's another thing.
Do y'all want to
say that's the big elephant in the room that people didn't want to talk about was molestation, and people talk about being sexually abused, and
that's from my therapist.
And I think that we did not speak on that, because that's one of like the real serious issues or whatever. That's not one of the fun issues that people like to talk about when it comes with being LGBTQIA.
LMNOP, okay, just LGBTQ.
But I feel like a lot of us have encountered a lot of that, a lot of sexual disrespect. I feel like a lot of us have encountered that.
Right.
And that we don't necessarily speak on that.
Right.
And that's definitely something that's deep and entrenched inside of the community as us as a whole.
I said they don't have enough resources for that platform.
Yeah.
So that means you have to really dig into that. That's somebody that needs help dealing with those issues. But I wouldn't broadcast that on somebody's issues. Because I never know what somebody else is going through with that, because that's a mental thing that can carry over to your adult life.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Definitely.
So, I would just recommend if anybody out there that's fighting through some issues, right. I recommend that you get help and services for that.
Right.
That's just a horrible thing to deal with, because that goes into your adult life.
Okay. we gonna talk on that subject on the next show or whatever.
That's a good topic.
That's
though.
A good topic to have. No, that's something that we can really delve into. And the thing with that, I don't really want to talk about it because I want to get more information before I talk about that one. So, and then I want to have some people to actually, you know, call in to actually have they
been willing that.
That been through that.
That's a really good topic.
Because I'm actually a victim of molestation and, you know, rape and all that stuff. So,
A lot of us are, and we don't speak on it. And we don't
that's why I said you need to reach out to somebody and get help for that. Because that carries on to your adult life. Pain.
So, if you feel like
that's eternal
still,
pain.
If that's still tormenting your adult life, and that's something that may have happened when you were a child, then I feel like, I call for all of y'all to go out there and get some type of seek some type of counseling, talk about your ideas.
But you have all the info, don't you? Like, you said you're supposed to, you'll post that later.
Yeah, I got a lot of stuff I'm going to bring up in a minute.
But we're going to post that later about people finding different forums.
I got numbers and everything, suicide, all that stuff. So we're talking about that. I'm going to actually say it in a minute after we play this game.
But bring me back for that topic.
I got you. Right now, y'all already know this is my favorite part of the show. It's the team building. And where I ask the guests and the co-hosts 5 questions, crazy questions, so y'all can dig into our personal life and get to know us on a more personal level. So right now, we about to get into this team building. Everybody clap it up. Okay, so first question is, this is a silly one too. Which Disney princess is the most annoying?
Sleeping Beauty.
Why you say that?
Does she sleep all day? Sleeping cunt.
Say that.
No, okay, I will go with Sleeping Beauty for her. Oh! Only because
I've been slept all day. Yeah, I say. She didn't call for a friend. She had to do nothing. The president didn't know what she was.
Sleeping Beauty was with the Beast. Remember?
No, that is not Sleeping Beauty.
That is not Sleeping Beauty. That is
Beauty and the Beast. That's Belle.
That's Belle. That's Belle.
So Sleeping Beauty is you.
Sleeping Beauty.
Aurora.
Is
Princess Aurora.
Some shit like that. Whatever.
Girl, you have a child. You don't know your Disney princesses.
And she put, okay.
He with, don't know all his princesses.
Okay, So, this is what I'm saying. She was put up under that spell because
that's Sleeping Beauty.
She wasn't supposed to be a
dude. The spinning wheel.
Okay.
She
next. Okay. So for you. So wheel. For you, it's Sleeping Beauty. So who is your annoying Disney princess?
Well, I guess my annoying princess is Belle because I did not like the way she sacrificed herself for her father and for her siblings. No, this is the story of Sleeping Beauty. She sacrificed herself. Remember, because her father, whether wanted to get her this rose. She only wanted the rose. Remember, everybody, all the other daughters had all these other gifts that they wanted, and the father was able to get that. So she wanted this rose that, and the rose.
Somebody watch her Disney. Belle have no sisters, but you are right about the father. He was in the Beast's garden.
Hold on, wait a minute. Because
she wanted a rose, but the rose could not be captured.
Now, how are you going to ask this bitch question? She been drinking Tito's.
Wasn't that time of year for the roses to be captured. So the father wanted to the Forbidden Garden.
And
taking the rose or whatever for his daughter, and the beast wound up catching the daughter.
The father.
Yeah.
Beast caught the father.
The beast wound up catching the father. So this so so so
take your time.
That,
So that's how that happened.
Take your time.
So when she got that back, and I was thinking about that then.
So she sacrificed herself. Oh, shit.
The
no,
Mrs. O'Killer.
Wait a minute. Why the hell was
wait,
the Bible
wait, wait,
so
wait,
goddamn
wait. Is we talking about like three different things?
No, one? That is because no. You don't remember how B&B started. The father did go try to get...
okay. She was getting.
Yeah, okay. The daughter went to the castle, and that's when she said, "I'll stay and let my father go."
Yeah, right.
Okay,
right,
but
I'll
guess what?
In
Beauty and the Beast.
That's what she did.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
He captured the daddy, and Belle walked her ass up in that house.
She walked over there. That walk. I don't know how the hell she found the house so quickly. They took the villagers to find that door.
The story came and fucked up her
so
kid.
The story is
that's
similar.
A Maleficent story.
Okay.
Beauty
so
and
okay.
Beast. Sleeping Beauty and
so
Aurora.
The stories are they're same. They're kind of similar.
They're just similar, not the same.
Okay, so yours was. Yours is Sleeping
Maleficent
Beauty.
And Sleeping Beauty go hand in hand.
Okay,
Maleficent is Sleeping
Where
Beauty.
Where did we get Maleficent at? She ain't a princess.
But she knows she's not princess. She's a
okay,
dark fairy.
Okay, guys. We need to get on to the next question.
You got her to that Tito's.
Next question. Because do you drink or eat soup?
A little bit of both. Because you eat the noodles and the chicken, not the soup. But then you got to sip it.
But drinking is eating also, so I don't understand why you wouldn't eat the whole
But you drink
thing.
The soup.
Do
you drink
you
the soup.
Drink it?
At the end of the bowl, don't you drink it? We got the soup at the end of the bowl, don't you drink
then
it?
And I'm going to say this one more time. Do you eat or drink?
Both.
Soup.
Both.
Do you eat soup?
Okay.
Both.
Okay, we're moving on.
Because you drink babies every day, so you wouldn't know.
I wouldn't friend. Know nothing about that.
You wouldn't know that because you drink babies every day, honey.
Mm-hmm.
How I know him.
You should listen to your stomach because it'd be giggling.
Do you have an embarrassing secret talent?
Nah.
None of my talents are embarrassing.
Nothing I can put on air.
Okay.
Or secret. So.
Nothing I can put on air.
Okay.
But call
I don't
me.
Think I have any either.
But call me. Nothing I can put on air, but trust me, it's a talent.
Let me see. Where is it at?
Swallows,
okay, this is a good one. If you had to rename your best friend, what would you choose?
Go. Erica Shakundaliska.
This bitch. Go ahead.
No, I wouldn't rename him.
No, what would you rename him? You have to say it.
I always wanted a friend named Erica. I don't know why. I always wanted a friend named Erica.
So you were renamed Ian Erica.
Valdez.
I thought I was your friend.
Erica Valdez.
Erica Valdez.
She wanted me Latin every sense of the word. She wanted me Latin.
My best friend. That would be Kevin. I would probably name him like a mob name. Because I always wanted a friend named...
Like a Luciano.
Like a Luciano or yeah, like something like that. So I would,
it sounds
so
infrared.
So what I would name my best friend if I had to rename my best friend, what would I choose? I would choose like a Luciano or not a Vinny, but something like on the lines of that. Like,
Okay.
So it'd be like an either Italian mob name or I can't think of no other ones that I like, but yeah, so that's what I would do.
Don't be looking at me like you trying to figure out a name for me. You better call Christine.
Go ahead.
Well, my birthday sister is Dashae. So I feel like we have a different relationship than everyone else that I am with.
And I do value that.
Oh, this name about to be awful. I feel like she's giving me the butter up. This name about to be awful. What's the name, girl?
I do value our relationship to the core. I really do. Because you're my Taurus sister. We share the same birthday. And I feel like being a Taurus, people just don't understand that unless you are a Taurus yourself.
True. But what's the
girl,
name?
Fuck all that Taurus shit. What's the name?
What's the name, child?
So, the name that I would...
Oh, bitch. Just skip her.
Look. The name is Dasha, because I would never ever disrespect my toy sister.
Okay, look, the question. Okay, so look,
that was so sweet.
I'll always call her by her name and respect her as that, because as Tauruses, that is what we love. We love to be respected. We want to be individuals.
Don't you feel like that as me too?
Be seen as an individual, you know what I'm saying? That I want to have my own respect and my own right.
Okay,
to be
okay.
My own name.
Okay. Martin, that's mine.
Martin Luther King.
But this is
we got it.
Right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Because the question was supposed to be answered.
And you said this is gonna be fun.
This is supposed to be a fun game.
It is a fun game.
Took it to a whole personal level. But what the fuck ever, like
that I don't feel that's my Taurus sister, so I'm not gonna say anything.
I love you too, Taurus.
Yeah, it's my Taurus sister, honey. Our birthday on the same day.
Okay, this is the last question, y'all. What is the worst smell to you? The worst smell.
You had that smell already.
Hold on, wait a minute. Wait, I think I hear something. Go ahead, y'all. Good, go ahead. What's the worst smell?
That fresh breath in the morning when you roll over, somebody's in your face.
A boil, honey. They just opened up. Because I have HS, so I saw a boil that just got opened up, honey.
You really don't hold back.
Girl, baby, I'm keeping it real, honey. Anybody with HS down here in the audience, honey, they know that that boil smell. Okay. HS, baby. It's like right here with HS, honey.
Okay.
That boil smell is not the smell you want in the morning.
Ooh.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
We gonna look at the camera.
Okay.
I'm gonna do one more because he is crazy. He is really fucking crazy. Okay, wait a minute. The weirdest profession. Okay, what is the weirdest profession you've ever wanted to go into?
I always wanted to be a male person.
You want to be a male, like a male lady. Hold on, wait a minute.
Let me start this over. Let me ask again. What's the weirdest profession that you've always wanted to go into?
Like the male lady.
You want to be a male lady?
Ain't that crazy?
See, I want to be a post office. You can be a post office lady. You know, you want to.
Anything my mind can achieve, I will succeed.
You can obviously do that. Well, that's weird for me, for you saying that. So I'm gonna say the weirdest thing that I ever thought I would be was anything in construction. Because me being
hold
a
on,
nurse,
wait, because your camera went off.
Okay. Doom 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 doom.
And we're back.
And we're back with bear bags. Yeah.
Not bear bags.
Yeah, with bear bags.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. What's yours?
But I was talking about what professions that I thought that were weird for me. And definitely, I would say a profession for me would definitely have to be What was the question? I'm sorry.
What is the weirdest profession that you always wanted to do?
And you said construction.
And I always say construction or being, cause to me, I feel feminine. I feel effeminate in myself. So the masculine professions per se, I feel like are the weirdest things for me. So being like a firefighter or being a police officer.
Anything done with masculinity. Basically, that's what she wants to do.
So I think that would be something weird for me to do.
That's weird because, being some... Y'all are boring. Okay, because...
I enjoy it
because... I know what you're talking about. What profession?
Weird fucking profession. But,
what, a feet licker?
That's all normal shit. Like,
is there a feet licker? Is there a feet licker profession?
That could be a profession.
That is not a profession.
So you want to be a feet licker?
Not me.
But some of us.
Come here, baby.
Okay. Quit banging on the thing. It's picking up the mic.
But I'm trying to get my baby to come here.
She is... Leave her alone. She's on... She's getting her debut.
She is comfortable over here with me. Yeah.
She the one that's snoring in the microphone.
I don't think
that is what.
It was Sasha. Sasha, girl, you got to get out the show because you make a hella noise. Okay, so
that is her.
Okay, so but yeah,
I'm no. That my baby is.
It's so a weird. Okay, so for me, a weird profession that I've always wanted to do. Go into weird.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's okay. Your secret fantasy is to be a sex worker. How much your rates?
I think mine's probably would be like porn or something.
I do. See, that's not weird, right? But see, what's the weird profession?
That's like, not what, a weird. Okay, what's a weird profession? A weird profession would be something like
professional feet licker.
Professional feet licker is a weird profession.
That's not a profession. That is one.
Professional feet licker. Please,
I don't know. But see,
if you are a professional feet licker, please.
Porn is not a weird profession. So okay, something weird.
What are you doing in porn?
Well, shit.
Because you got weird shit in porn. You definitely got weird shit going on in porn.
But see, I wouldn't want to do none of those.
What?
Let's think of something. I gotta think of something.
Cause you do it on the bit. You do it like you said. You're a
weird
freak already.
Profession.
See, like mine was weird.
To me, this is kind of crazy, but people do it.
Oh, pimple popper. My daughter, pimple popper. That's a weird profession. Popping people's pimples.
I actually get a thrill out of that.
Ew.
Like, I like watching it. I like videos and stuff.
No.
Okay, let me think. A weird fucking profession? I don't think I have any.
I don't have any. Besides the postal thing for me.
As you can hear, Ian is not, he's pissing on camera. You can hear him pissing, guys. So I'm sorry for that.
That's too funny.
Because he couldn't close the door to do it because he wants everybody to hear him driplets.
Lord have mercy. She is a key.
That's
a masculine thing.
Oh, God. Let me see.
It's a masculine thing.
I cannot.
I don't have no weird professions. I don't have anything weird. I can't think of nothing.
See,
right,
how
now
you gonna write the questions and not have nothing?
Yeah, because I did have something, but
it's not that weird. But see, you do that in the bedroom already.
You know what? Fuck you.
So how you be? I would be a porn star for $500, Alex. But
$500? Damn, that's how you see me?
Oh, shit.
That ain't enough money. That ain't enough to pay my motherfucking rent.
I said, what's your rates, bitch?
You gotta be lease rent or up. And the rent start out at $1,000.
True.
Fuck.
True, and then camera time by the hour.
Hello, hello,
by the hour.
That's another thousand by the hour. Something weird.
Well, I think the pimple popping thing was enough for me. Period. Well, that's it.
I think that's it, guys, because I can't think of nothing else. I really can't.
Well, and I just came from the bathroom, so I would like to interject on some things that I would like to
say. Well, that's about our time.
Yeah, that's really our time, guys.
Not our time for tonight, because I feel like I have a lot of things that I would like to say that do not coincide with what...
is this your microphone?
That the other people are
What's
saying.
What's your weird profession that you want to do, then?
My weird profession that I want to do is... I feel that geriatric people need love too.
I want to thank y'all and for coming on to the show while he's talking. Let me close out the show, and then you can have a whole spiel about what you want to do. But I appreciate y'all for coming on the show today, Don Shay.
Thank you for having me.
Ian Crazy Ass, like always. Y'all know he's always here.
What up, y'all? Y'all already know I'm your favorite host.
I want to thank you for coming on and giving your voice and opinion. Everybody that's watching this, we would like to hear y'all comments and everything that y'all heard us talk about today on this episode. And once again, we are on episode 54 of the You Don't Pay Me Enough podcast, and I am your humbly host, Sebastian Sincere. Y'all already know the vibes. And we going to get back to y'all. Oh, and at the end
Hold on, wait a minute.
And then I have a lot of testing hotlines and housing, etc., for the LGBT community for suicide. Please look at the bottom of the screen. I will write it all down on there. I'm not going to say it on camera. Y'all can just, it's references, it's the phone numbers.
The phone numbers.
Hotlines, everything that you need. Where you can go get testing done. You can even get in-home testing kits sent to your house. If you know the Mister website, it's MISTR. They will send matter of fact, let me say this, y'all. So I had Mister send me a kit. The kit entailed oral, anal, urine and blood. So I had to do all these things and then send it in. So the missus kit that make you do everything.
Why did they get to be doing all of that? They test for everything, or is it all STDs, or is it all?
They check
all
everything.
STD.
They check for everything.
It's all okay. They check that's a lot.
They make you prick, they give you the pricking thing to prick your blood and put it on these swabs.
Okay. I was wondering how that worked.
They do the urine. You got to pee in the cup and then sample it and put it in this I forgot what the tubes are called.
Yeah, but see, I'm a hypochondriac, so I went to the doctor and almost sent everything every other week.
But they do all the checks for everything, and then they will send you your PrEP kit. So I'm because I want to get on PrEP. So
so are you going to the shot for PrEP? Are you going to the PrEP shot?
I want the pills.
Or the pills.
For shot shit. For what?
I want to make sure that this shit is in me for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
so you don't identify.
Wait a minute. Let me finish saying oral quick is another HIV thing kit that they send in the mail, and you can do that on your own too, self kit. If you don't want to go to the clinic to get, you know, tested, because some people are very nervous about that. They don't know what if they have something in it. So it's like you can do things at home, and then you can know your status accordingly. So, you know, and then I have all these other information things as far as like go to your center for the disease control in your local city to get tested on everything. You can do that. There is a thing on here called Trevor's Project, which is, I'm gonna get into that. So just look at all the mess. I have a lot.
We talked about
The Human Rights Campaign, they have a lot of information on their website as well, and I will have all this stuff in the bottom of the links and everything else. So guys, like I said, I appreciate y'all for coming out and in and Dasha, and we out this month. And I appreciate that. And peace out, y'all. Peace, love, and blessings. So make sure y'all check everything after this. And yeah, so, and we're done.
Sebastian, you don't pay me enough to care. And they don't pay me enough either. The fuck?